coming to you live from Action Battlefield, an atrocity which should never be played again. I am currently driving the landing boat containing a Jeep. We're coming around to the beach. All right, we've arrived. Now let's see the
what
first thing I can make.
What happens with the wrench? A box!
A box!
Your box opened up.
Into a flak turret! Or something. Why'd it go on fire?
What else happens with your wrench?
Poof!
Oh god!
A bunker! Get in the middle! Get in the middle! A rocket! Vibrate!
Get in!
And then you then ride the missile. Where it goes?
No one knows!
Is anyone's guess? You see the sky? And now I'm going
missile.
To die!
Yeah, you flew way off the map. Hey, wait, there's a map.
Whee!
But tell us, what is the most magnificent aspect of the sniper?
The most magnificent aspect of the sniper is what appears to be a pair of glowing binoculars.
But they are not!
On further inspection, you are holding a small, invisible something that makes you fly up into the air!
Behold the attack!
But what do you do when you're up in the air? Your guess is as good as mine, because you can't land!
You crash and die!
Ingenious!
Oh, that's interesting.
It's a meta grenade!
A meta grenade!
Because he pulls the pin on the med pack!
I love that.
That's that, then.
Alright, now let's go over there and elaborate in normal time voices.
Okay!
Lonely Poo Studios Podcast.
Okay, today is Friday the 13th.
Careful, bad things can happen to you on Friday the 13th.
Or something. Today is Friday the 13th. I have no idea when this is going to come out on the internet. You're listening to the OSPC, only satirizing political commentary.
Only the satiriest.
Right.
Only no the comment.
The commentariest.
The most satirical.
You know I'm the Master Blaster, the King of Smasher, and I make disaster. I'm Nick Korn. Over here we have the man with the master plan. Are you the man now, Brian Slevin? A new cadet in General Rain's army, Ryan Truitt, and Mr. Man himself, Mike Crane.
Hi, guys.
All right. The man of awkward silences. And tonight, we will hopefully, eventually, after this, we will be talking about Action and all its incarnations across multiple games, consoles, whatever.
For those of you not in the know, Action refers to a series of reality mods popularized originally on Action Quake 2, which is still one of our favorite games to date.
Not really reality, more action movie reality.
Yeah, I believe it says in the manual, do you ever want to be in an action movie?
It's reality to the point that it has real guns at a time we were working with hyper blasters and rocket launchers.
Was there an Action Quake? Quake 1?
Yeah. Action Quake 1? I don't believe so.
I believe so.
Well, I've never played it, so...
Fact-checking.
Action Quake 2 is the one that we all know and love. It's extremely simple. First of all, it's multiplayer only. Second of all, you start out with an MK23 and a knife. And you go from there.
Keep in mind, the knife is one of the most effective weapons in the game.
Yeah, if you can pick up items like the Kevlar vest and the Kevlar helmet... But neither one of them stands up to the knife.
That's just lame.
Why is that lame?
It's a knife!
And? You get to stab people!
Yeah, knives. Kevlar doesn't do shit about knives. That's just how it is.
Crane, that knife is no laughing matter.
Hey, listen, man. I'll shoot you with my knife.
Look. We really just mean that that's
Julius
not
Caesar,
funny.
Julius Caesar, he was the man. What killed him? A knife.
Like
Big Boss. What was his favorite weapon?
A knife.
Jesus, kill a man. The knife.
I think you need to check your facts on that.
No, all true.
Oh, okay. And you're my fact-checking pal.
Yeah.
Now,
Listen, I'm not done. George Washington's teeth? Made knives.
Yeah. The second gunner on the grassy knoll? Actually, a knife.
All these facts are true. Check them for yourself.
So!
Right. Action Quake 2. What do we like about it?
It's fast-paced.
It's fast-paced, yes.
Very fast-paced.
Extremely. Because it's simple. You get the sniper rifle, You get a regular, you get a assault rifle, you get a submachine gun, you get pistol or two pistols, and a knife or shotguns.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing about it, is that it's not like other reality mods, looking at you, Counter-Strike, where you have 20 weapons that are all do basically the same thing, but one has a little more ammo, or one does a little less damage, but it's a little faster.
Or
no, these you
recoil.
Just have, you have a shotgun and a bigger shotgun.
You've got the archetypes.
You got an
type of weapon.
You got a submachine gun, you got an assault rifle, you got a sniper rifle, and that's all you need.
Which is definitely nice, because a lot of times I find myself in games with a lot of guns that I like a lot of guns, so I'll pick up like 20 guns and then just keep switching so I never get used to any of them, so I never hit.
What don't we like about it?
The fact is, it's not really the best looking game I've ever seen.
Well, yeah, it's Quake 2.
Yeah, it's Quake 2. Yeah. And we were trying to talk about this last time. When did Quake 2 come out? Like,
long time ago.
Let's see.
My son was a lad.
Back in the day.
The mod itself came out first in 1998.
There you go. So Quake 2 came out before 1998. Yeah, but there's actually one good thing about it being so old. It runs on almost every single computer we come across. And
you have a point.
We come across a lot of, like, half-assed computers. Like, Brian, you're always getting computers from almost nowhere, and most of them run Quake 2, right?
Yeah.
Or at least you've tried it.
Uh-huh.
I remember getting...
I haven't tried it on the DOS computers yet. Working on that.
I remember about a year ago? I got a brand new laptop, and the thing could barely run WordPad.
Yeah.
I gave it one update, and it was able to run Quake. So I was really happy about that.
Yeah.
So basically all I could run on the thing was Quake and WordPad.
But that's all you need.
Yeah. And also, it harkens back. Like, a big complaint I have, and I assume a lot of other people have, because I've heard them complain about it, is
don't
that
kick over garbage.
Games nowadays focus way too much on the graphics.
And we could give you 3 episodes of this podcast on that, but we're not going to go into that.
Yeah, because we actually couldn't. But,
I mean, the most addictive game I've played in the longest time had the worst graphics in the world.
Okay.
Doom.
Doom is awesome.
It is completely addictive to this day.
Oddly enough, made by ID Software, the same people who made Quake 2.
Oddly.
Coincidence?
I think not.
I think so.
Fuck you.
I don't.
Well, they also made Commander Keen.
Yeah, they did. But then again, they also made Doom 3.
Yeah.
Next
time.
Alright, so, but we're not talking about Doom 3 or Commander Keen, even though Commander Keen was also one of my favorite games.
Yeah.
We're talking about action. And the thing is, action doesn't stop at Action Quake 2. It goes on and on.
Well, no, actually, one thing I just wanted to say while we were still on Action Quake 2 specifically,
all right,
is that we didn't even know the game had an OpenGL mode for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how long did we play it in software mode?
At least 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's about as base graphics-wise as you can get on a computer.
I still prefer it sometimes, just because I know what everything looks like
yeah,
that.
The only thing that we really had to change for was, one, the 747 map, because
yeah,
all the walls would glitch, and you'd be like, oh, hey, I can shoot them, and then you'd find, no, that's the body of the airplane. By the way, the airplane's in the air.
Yeah, great map.
Oh, yeah, you just fall off.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Because it's been around so long, I don't think they're the most active today, but there was at one point a really active community. Like, we were just going over our map list today, and it takes up 3 pages
of
just plain text.
In 12 font.
There are a lot of maps you can get, a lot of models you can get.
A lot of maps.
I mean, and they got models from everywhere.
Yeah, I
just
believe
the
today
other night,
we had
a game of Doom Guys versus Zaku's.
Yeah, that was just tonight.
Yeah.
I believe when we were still playing Free For All, we had Assassin Commando versus Mega Man versus
James Bond.
Versus James Bond versus some random woman.
Versus Sailor Moon.
Versus Sailor Moon.
Versus some weird. Versus a Doom guy, the cyber demon from Doom, and another random demon who's called Jive.
Jive.
Sounds like a character from Scrubs.
So yeah, and then we learned OpenGL exists, and everything got purple.
Yeah, so Action Quake 2 introduced a lot of things to people. One of the first realistic mods. It had bleeding. You could break your legs if you fell too hard.
Or if you got shot in the legs.
You'd limp around.
You'd have to bandage yourself.
You had to bandage yourself.
Plus, it was the sort of game that was nice because if you just spawned and all you had was your pistol and your knife, you were extremely deadly immediately. Because the knife could penetrate Kevlar and the pistol. Yeah, it had range. Plus, as long as the other person didn't have a helmet, one shot in the head will kill them.
Yep.
Which is very
also,
nice.
Also, it taught people to live their lives at high sensitivity.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Which is, that's like the one script that I've ever found useful was the sniper script, because it decreased your sensitivity as you zoomed in, so it actually kept the sensitivity the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And that's Quake 2.
Action but it doesn't stop there.
We just talked about Battlefield Action.
Well, yeah, but now we gotta elaborate, because we're not...
I've never played Action Half-Life.
Yeah. Action goes on to multiple games, including Half-Life, Unreal 2004, kind of. Okay. Something called Action Battlefield that's not by the A-Team, we're pretty sure.
Yeah, and then there was Reaction Quake 3. And
Reaction
it was called
Quake 3.
Reaction, because the Action team itself, I believe, started work on a Quake 3 version, and that's when they sort of died out. Because I think they had just, like, problems because they called themselves the A-Team while it was still on Quake 2. But after that, they just sort of fell apart because of, I don't know, people graduated college or something, I guess.
Creative differences. They all moved out. Stopped living in their mother's basements.
But yeah, I never played Reaction Quake 3. Anybody else did?
Nope.
I think I tried it about a year ago, and from what I can remember, it was crap.
Right.
So next in the timeline would be Action Half-Life.
Because that's the next one that we played. Because
that's the next one that we played.
And I was not a fan of Action Half-Life.
Fan of regular Half-Life. I never really liked it too much.
Yeah.
I don't know, it kind of annoyed me.
Yeah, regular Half-Life, it had a story and it had like cinematic it had essentially cutscenes where you were still in control, which was nice.
That was kind of
but it didn't really do anything different.
Yeah, on the whole, it wasn't that bad. Plus, it was based on the Quake 2 engine, just heavily modified.
To then me, again, it didn't really look that different.
Yeah. Well, because it was, like, same generation-ish.
Yeah.
I wasn't really impressed by it, but keep in mind, I started playing it at the same time that Half-Life 2 came out, so...
Yeah.
I guess it didn't really shock me, because I'd seen it all happen before.
I, for one, consider the specialist an honorary member of the Action family.
But we're not up to that point right now.
Yeah,
we're talking about Action Half-Life. Action Half-Life, while people don't really like it, has a special place in our hearts because of what we call the saga of Hergenlion.
Hergenlion!
Mike?
Booga booga.
Okay.
Hergenlion.
Yeah.
Or, as some say, Hergenlion.
What?
Should we go over the story of Hergenlion?
Let's tell them about the story of Hergenlion.
Okay, the year is 1999. There's a war going on between the Hondo Co. employees and the people who are trying to rob the Hondo Co. bank. Hondo Co., of course, being the conglomerate which ends up owning everything about, 100 years in the future. So anyway, yes, 1999, and in Hondo Co. But in the midst of the battle, they discovered the back door to the Hergenlion,
which is a giant evil eye that controls all of reality.
Don't forget, the eye has teeth.
The eye has teeth.
Once the eye was destroyed,
reality got kind of hazy.
So, 100 years later, in the year 2099,
Hondo Co. was a major worldwide multinational corporation that controlled almost all of the world's assets.
Which it might as well have, since it rained all the time, so nobody went outdoors, and everyone lived like 1,000 miles above the Earth's surface in huge buildings.
But it was in that year that Hondo Co. began working on their new replica of Hergenlion.
Made out of paper mache and chicken wire.
Yes.
And it still shot lasers at you.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. It shoots lasers at you.
From the eye with teeth. But, in 2099, a ragtag group of misfits from the wrong side of the elevator shaft come storming around trying to figure out why people have been disappearing from off their floor.
And as it turns out, you have to push the chair into the fish tank.
And then you fall in the fish tank and sit down, because hey, after all that swimming, wouldn't you be tired? what our ragtag group of miscreants discover is that Hondoko has built a facility in the center of reality, wherein they have constructed their synthetic Hergedleon. But also, in the same facility, is the grave of one-time Hondoko owner, Hondo.
Hondo. A remote control.
Pressing the remote control.
In Mr. Hondo's dead skeletony hands.
Reveals.
The time shed!
And what do our ragtag group of miscreants do?
They go in.
And they go back to 1999 to the discovery of the original Hergedleon.
But instead of destroying it in a fit of panic, as the original Hondoko employees did, they circumvent the giant eye, and they just damage it, not merely destroy it. So it closes itself off to heal for, oh, let's say, 1,000 years, preventing the original destruction, and thus ripping time a new hole.
And so, by using the time shed to fall through this hole, the ragtag band of miscreants discovers that in 2999, Hergedleon has grown to such immense size that it's destroying all of reality.
Yeah, pretty much you get to an island and everything falls into the eye.
Of course, in our version of this game, we left somebody behind at the end of time.
Yeah, because you guys are bastards and I had to shoot the eye and it didn't work because he was big.
Yeah.
I could not dodge the eye, he was enormous.
We were safe in 2099.
Now,
with dead Hondo.
What do you say we put that whole thing about Hergedleon sometime that's not in the main podcast? Because that was kind of crazy.
I know.
And the fact is, I think you guys just made that
no.
whole damn thing up.
We'll show you when we're done.
But anyway.
We'll take it with steps.
No, the point is, right. Hergedleon was the only part of Action Half-Life that I liked.
I thought it wasn't bad. It kind of expanded on the one thing that I... It kind of changed the one thing that I liked a lot about Action, the single weapon of every class. Now there were a shitload of pistols and 2 sniper rifles, which doesn't seem like a lot, but I don't know. It changes the dynamic of it.
Plus they added some more items, like the night vision goggles and the
speed holster.
And that was it.
That was it. Except that we already had night vision goggles. It just came with a bandolier.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, it does. I always forget about that. And anyone who did play Action Half-Life and thought it was alright, we taught what the specialist was, and then that was the end of that.
Yeah, really the only bad thing about Action Half-Life is that the specialist exists, and it's better.
Yeah, basically the specialist is everything that Action is, plus more guns, plus a more dedicated modding community to this day, plus bullet time.
Yeah, and more guns, not in a bad way, because I don't really know why.
Well,
it's just not really a bad thing.
Well, because, like, there's a lot of guns, but there's a lot of different guns. Like, you can have a pistol, but you can have the 5.7, which seemed underpowered, but is really good. You have the Raging Bull, which is the 5-shot, one-hit kill every time, pretty much, revolver, which many people replace with Trigun's gun.
Or a sawed-off Barrett.
Yeah. There's the Barrett. But yeah, the Specialist was just overall better game. Maybe we'll do that more
personally,
some other time.
Personally, I think the stunts were done a lot better, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you jump 3 times in a row, you don't slide to the side.
Yeah. Like, Specialist had a stunt button, which I think just worked better than the one in Action Half-Life.
Yeah,
did.
The Action Half-Life stunts were kind of buggy.
It was like, good! Thud! Bang!
Aw. And they even have levels specifically designed for stunts.
Yeah, well, that, like I said, it's because it had a better modding community. Right. But okay, what was the next incarnation of Action?
The next incarnation of Action was Action UT 2004.
Which died mid-production, but now we're not releasing a beta, so we got to check some of it out. Yeah, and it was kind of neat. UT was another game that had a pretty dedicated modding community. Or at least it did for a while. It seems to be dying out.
And it was also a lot prettier than any of the earlier incarnations of it. And it seemed to have a lot of potential, you know, for something that just completely died. I would have liked to see it come to fruition.
It had ragdolls.
Because so far, nothing that's called Action has compared to Action Quake 2 for all of us.
Yeah. And also, pretty much, there's actually a lot of things on Unreal Tournament where people will make mods that are just made to emulate other mods that they've played but want to play in UT. Like, there's Frag Ops, which is a Counter-Strike type mod. There's the Action Unreal, which kind of died out. There are a few good ones, like Air Buccaneers.
Oh, Air Buccaneers.
Love Air Buccaneers.
That was fun.
Balloon Pirates.
Balloon Pirates.
There's Ava Arena, which is only...
Ava Arena.
Which they're coming out with a new, like, they're coming out with Ava LAN Arena, but I haven't, they haven't released it yet.
Is interesting. It's cool for fans of the series, but it doesn't have
it's
such
not...
great gameplay that everyone would like it. Also, the people behind it...
Are French.
Are French, so their website's kind of hard to navigate.
Yeah. And then, what's the other one I'm thinking of? The other... Alien Swarm.
Alien Swarm, which is a great use of the Unreal.
Plus, they
thingy.
Made...
Invasion?
Huh?
Never played.
No, Alien Swarm.
Alien Swarm takes the first-person shooter of UT 2004
and
turns it into
a top-down strategy multiplayer, gotta work together because the aliens are gonna eat your brain and plant their babies in your stomach type game.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
so
pretty
it's
cool. So you're crawling through tunnels with your flamethrower and you're burning out nests of aliens.
Actually, it was sad. I was playing the tutorial. When I got to the end of the tutorial, where they were like, this is a shotgun. Oh, look, aliens are swarming. Make sure you don't hit your teammates. By the time they said that, I had already moved to the right and shot left into my teammates and moved to the left and shot right into my teammates.
Yeah, people got pissed at me a lot online for playing with the big shotgun. The shotgun that also has an underslung grenade launcher.
Yeah.
That shoots giant area of effect napalm grenades.
We need to play that.
So basically,
that
class is for people who like to kill their own team.
But again, Unreal is for another day.
Yeah.
What else is Action on? Action Battlefield.
Action Battlefield, right.
It has a jetpack.
Yeah, if you heard from our little oddly voiced intro thing, Action Battlefield isn't good. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It bears no resemblance to anything previously called Action. It's not something I would even play on its own.
They should have made an Action Tribes.
Yeah, they actually...
Tribes works differently because...
You can't replace the models.
Yeah, the way their modding works is that it doesn't have an auto-download feature, so to work with mods...
You need to go find them and download them.
Yeah, but
which
it...
Which I wouldn't be averse to.
But anything done server-side with the original like models and stuff... just works on its own, which is wonderful. I love Tribes.
Yeah.
Which is now freeware. Go out and get it. Tribes 1, awesome game. Tribes 2, not so much, but it's prettier if that's your sort of thing.
But that's just, I said that because that's what Action Battlefield reminded me of, what with jetpacks and planting bases.
But it does it really lamely, whereas Tribes pulls it off well.
Battlefield 1942, on its own, is a wonderful and extremely fun game. Like, we were playing on that one map where it was us, and we decided how many computers do we want to play against. It was like, let's make it 10-1. Okay, here's 30 computers and 3 of you. And we were like, oh dear. And we held them off. We lost 6 of our bases. We're holding back at the last one with 3 tanks just sitting there pounding enemies coming in. And we won.
We screamed, hold the line. A lot.
Yeah.
We did.
And line holded we were.
And you couldn't snipe because, you know, they had rockets.
They were rocket snipers.
They were counter rocket snipers.
Yeah.
Counter sniper rocketeers.
So, you know, we'd be holding behind our indestructible line of sandbags, popping up to cap a few Nazis in the face every now and then. And every so often we'd send out a team to go around and start stabbing him in the back. So
a team being one guy that we could spare.
Yeah. Whoever wasn't in a tank that still had ammo.
And we'd send them back to give the guys at the front line a break.
Yeah. Plus, if you want to, there's plenty of good mod for Battlefield, because I wouldn't assume it, but Battlefield is apparently very mod friendly.
Yeah.
Like Desert Combat. Desert Combat. People had enough of World War II shooters, and Battlefield was such a nice engine that they just wanted to use it for good.
No, for awesome.
True, for awesome. And so they said, well, let's take World War II and put it in the desert and give them nowadays weapons.
And they did, and it was sweet, because I'd be riding around in my Bradley fighting vehicle.
And I would grab a helicopter and try to land it, but crash every time on the people I was trying to pick up. Sorry.
Or you could be the terrorists and go around with your RPG blowing the hell out of people. Because that was wonderful, because in the normal Battlefield 1942, you can't use the rocket launcher to kill people.
But in Desert Combat, they give you two rocket launchers. One meant just for people.
And the other, which apparently locks onto things. It's a stinger. We just don't know how it works.
Yeah, we just fire it and we hit anyway. Sometimes.
Because that's how we roll. Hey, my glove! So anyway, Action Battlefield sucks. Other mods for Battlefield are good.
Yeah. Although, again, it seems to be dying out. And
Interstate 1982.
Which was it good?
Still not sure.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a bit, but not so much because I'm not a big racing game person.
Yeah, I like the cars. Well, it's because there was originally a game called Interstate 76, I think.
You've heard the story.
Yeah, and that game was... Well, the internet hasn't. And the original game was about... Okay, you're some 70s black guy with an afro, you got your blonde guy with the chains, get in the car, drive down the highway, Route 66, and shoot everyone.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about action. And we've run out of action.
Yeah, we have. We got Quake 2, Quake 3, which...
Kinda.
We know it exists.
It exists.
Action, Battlefield, Half-Life, and Unreal.
Yep.
Was there any more?
I don't believe so. So yeah, your best bet is probably Action Quake 2.
Which you can find standalone clients for Action Quake 2 under the names of Axion and...
With an X.
Yeah. Action Quake 2 License to Kill The Borg Matrix.
What?
Yeah, I never actually found it, but I think I found parts of it, and that's why we now play Haxion, because it's compiled from AQ2 LTK TBM. It's also part Haxion, and it's part what we originally played, which is parts of three other things.
Yep, we had Acts 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. Now we have Haxion.
Now we have Haxion.
Still seems a bit glitchy, which I want to fix.
Progress is not always...
Progressive.
Progressive. Like it doesn't vibrate and cut through things better.
What?
Oh, God.
No, but seriously, sometimes you just gotta stick to what's tried and true. And for us, that's Action Quake 2.
Okay, now you can declare this podcast over.
This podcast is finished!
We're gonna run out of microphones to keep doing that.
But it was worth it.
But let's go back to this clown shotgun.
Who was it who was killed with that clown pistol? You don't have to whisper. There's such a thing as post-production.
Okay. Who was it that was killed with the clown pistol?
I don't know.
Oh, look! The rocket remains!
What the hell?
Shall we take off again?